everybody. Welcome to the relaunch of On My Way to School with Adam Peterson, the podcast to help spread positivity to teachers' lives day in and day out. So this is new. I'm coming back after a long time off of sharing my wisdom, if that's what you want to call it, on the On My Way to School podcast. I started another podcast with my good friend Dee Dee Wills called The Classroom Collaborative, and we've been working hard on that ever since I stopped recording this one, as well as a small podcast I have going from time to time all about my book that came out with Dave Burgess Consulting called Teach, Play, Learn, the podcast. And those are very specific things. Like Teach, Play, Learn, we talk about play-based learning. The Classroom Collaborative, we talk about a wide variety of articles and topics trending in education. But I wanted to get back to my roots of podcasting and start sharing some more positivity with all of you. So I wanted to start this podcast again on, drum roll please, a daily basis. That's right. We're going to launch this podcast and share episodes every day of the school week when I'm not traveling or when I am around. But we're going to try 5 days a week sharing this podcast with all of you so that you can listen to it like the title says, On My Way to School. And every episode is going to share with you one simple tip that you can use to kind of shift your positivity or shift your mindset to a positive mindset and kind of let the stress of the world slip away as you drive to school and get ready for, no doubt, a continued busy year. Now, when I was still in the classroom, one of the things that was in my hand every single day as I was driving was a good hot cup of coffee, which maybe some of you all have going on right now in your hand. Well, maybe not while you're driving. That's probably not the best thing. Take a sip and put the cup back down. But I wanted to share with you what I'm drinking because I found a new brand of coffee that I absolutely love. It's a local company near where I live, a startup company, a guy doing this all on his own. And it's called Sand Hill Coffee. Sand Hill, S-A-N-D-I-H-I-L-L. And let me tell you, it's some of the best coffee I've ever had in my life. He's not paying me to say this. He's not a sponsor of the podcast. I just wanted to share with you what I'm drinking while you're listening and probably drinking some coffee of your own. So I'm drinking the Mainstay blend, but I've also had one of my favorite ones of theirs. I'm not usually a dark coffee drinker, but they have a blend called Dark Side of the Loon, L-O-O-N. And it is delicious. So if you are a coffee drinker and you like trying out different kinds of coffee, definitely check out Sand Hill Coffee at sandhillcoffee.com. Find them on social media. And if you decide to order something, leave a little message and tell them Adam sent you. Maybe I can get them as a sponsor of the podcast because teachers are always drinking coffee on their way to school, right? So there's a little plug. I had to share it. Cheers to all of you as you head into school today. So it's so good. So good. So like I said, I want to share small episodes with you because I know that you all don't have time to sit and just listen all the time to podcasts. I know I do when I'm on long trips in the car, but if I'm heading to school, which is a short drive for me, I don't have time to turn on a full episode and listen to, you know, an hour long episode of some of my favorite ones. So I wanted to take this opportunity just to kind of spark something and spark some thinking, maybe some creative thinking, some positive thinking, whatever it may be. So every day that we share a brand new episode of On My Way to School with Adam Peterson, it's typically going to be just me sharing a tip with you. But I have a lot of amazing friends in the education world who have some really, really positive things to share with people that I thought they'd bring them on from time to time as well. So to relaunch the podcast today, I'm going to give you probably the simplest positive tip you can do for yourself. And that is, don't sweat the small stuff. Easier said than done, right? But say it again. Don't sweat the small stuff. Sometimes that's a reminder we need to tell ourselves every single day. I've been through a lot in my life, just as you have. I've been through a lot, you know, personally as a dad, as a husband, as a friend, and also as a teacher. And there's been times in my life where I've let the small stuff get to me. And then I think back on those times and I reflect and I start thinking, man, that stuff didn't matter at all. And all it did for me was cause more stress in my already stressful life. So if I can leave you with one thing as you head into the classroom today, that's it. Don't sweat the small stuff. Whether it's, you know, a disagreement you had with a colleague, whether it's a phone call from a parent about them being upset about something that might not really matter in the long scheme of things, whether it's, you know, you just had a rough morning when you rolled out of bed, or someone just darn, I'm going to say it, pissed you off yesterday. Let it go, right? Isn't this the let it go, let it go, let it go. Don't sweat the small stuff. And when we think about education, the small stuff isn't what matters anyway, right? Well, unless you're a primary teacher, the small little people in your classroom matters, but that's the big part of it. The children in your classroom are what matters to you. That's the stuff that you should be focusing your time, energy, positivity, and commitment on. Those are the things that you should be worrying about and enjoying. So don't let the stress of everyday life get to you. Don't let the small stuff bring you down. Focus on why you're doing what you're doing and remember why you started doing this in the first place. Is it an easy year right now in 2021? No. But with that being said, I truly believe that you can make it a bit easier on yourself and maybe a better year if you follow that one piece of advice that I shared with you today. Don't sweat the small stuff. So that's it. Maybe you want to say it as you go into your classroom. Don't sweat the small stuff. That's my tip for you today. And before we go, I got to give a huge shout out to my friends, my boys at Cuckoo Kangaroo for letting me use that song that you heard at the beginning and you're about to hear right now as a reminder to all of you that what you are doing is the best thing ever and that you, my friends, you teachers, you are the best. That's it for me today. I'll see you next time. I hope you go make today the best day ever. You are the best.